Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, sir. My name's Stanley, calling from Opinion Research today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing the nation, or state, and local community, sir. Are you a registered voter, sir?
What was it again?
Yeah, would you happen to be a voter, a registered voter?
I am.
Thank you, sir. And you're registered to vote in, let me see the list, Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state, sir?
Nevada.
Nevada, thank you, sir. Okay, and in what year, just the year, sir, because we're trying to reach all the cat year were you?
I'm sorry, what?
The year you were born.
Cut up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just the year you were born, sir. No other details. We just want to make sure we reach all the categories.
86.
86, thank you, sir. And let's see here. We'll go with the first question, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you'll be voting in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain you'll vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
I already know what I want.
Okay, so you're certain or probably?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Probably, thank you, sir. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Economy.
Mm-hmm. Economy.
Economy.
Yep. Economy. Okay, perfect. Anything else you'd like to add? That's at the top of your list.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And we'll say economy. And now thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. K. Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance to vote for them. 100 means you definitely will vote for them. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Sir. And Donald Trump, sir?
100.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your opinion. And next question. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Sam Brown.
Thank you, sir. And whom do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And is that somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly agree? Someone disagree or strongly disagree with the statement. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, and that all depends who are the ones that qualify for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, that's another question that, you know, we should ask those guys. Who should be mm-hmm. the ones that they should give them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, it's been so many illegal people from decades mm-hmm. here in the United States. You know, they have mm-hmm. worked hard, they pay taxes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they do a good thing, you know, for the country. Not like these new ones that are just coming in, jumping the border and, you know, doing all these illegal stuff. And they're mm-hmm. getting papers and they're getting, you know, mm-hmm. you know, they're getting benefits.
Right, right. Understood. I hear your opinion, and I respect it, sir. Believe me, I do. I have to always stay neutral in my position. I can't, you know, incline to tell you, yeah, let's do this or do that. But I definitely respect your opinion. And, of course, you know, there's so many views and so many things going on in the world. And you're not the only one that feels like that, sir. So what do you think about that, though? President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree with this or strongly
disagree? I agree with them. Like I say, I agree with them, but all depends which one they qualify. So
we're going to get to that, too. We're going to get to a section where it does talk about that, and you can also, you know, speak your mind on that. So do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I agree.
Okay, so it's a somewhat or strongly?
Yes, somewhere I agree on it.
Okay, perfect, thank you. So that would be your choices for these couple of questions would be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree. The next one is, we're going to get to something like what you said, which is interesting. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that, sir?
I don't have a comment for that one, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't disagree, and I don't agree about it.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of in the fence. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
We could go with that. No problem, sir. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How do you feel about that, sir?
That's another question, you know, that we have to see different, you know, we have to see both ways.
Mm-hmm.
What person is qualified, you know, based on their actions before.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about that one either. I mean, I'm in the middle.
Good. Okay. Perfect, sir. There's no right answer here. Just your opinion is the right one, sir. So I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that President Biden should take action to protect them. Do you agree or disagree with the statement? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. How do you feel about that, sir?
I agree on that.
Okay, and it says a somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. I think that's what you were mentioning earlier, correct? Something like that.
Yes.
Okay, so here's this section would probably help you out a little more in thinking things through. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to an American citizen. How do you feel about that?
I strongly agree to it.
Thank you, sir. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree with it.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot return safely to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and or other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that, sir?
I strongly agree with it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024. The first program is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How would that make you feel about voting for?
That will make me feel good about it. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it could either be, let's see, yeah, or if it makes no difference to you the other way, just let me know. Either way, either one's, there's no wrong answer here, sir.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I would vote for him, you know, if it's something like that.
Somewhat or much more likely? It sounds like
much more likely.
Much, okay, thanks, sir. The program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would that make incline you to vote much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or
much more likely?
Okay, thank you, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you, sir. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade and are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. And then we have a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that, sir?
I don't know about that one. I'm right in the middle between that one.
Okay. So makes no difference one way or another. Would that describe your feelings more or less?
Yeah.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. How do you feel about that, sir? And by the way, we're almost done, sir.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. What's your take on
that? Much more likely.
Thank you. Okay, so that section's done, and we're almost done. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisanship deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned does that make you, sir?
It kind of makes me concerned about it, you know, how much funding, you know, they're taking today instead of, you know, giving more to the cities.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you're not at all concerned, a little concerned?
I'm just a little concerned.
A little concerned. Okay, perfect. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned does that make you, sir?
No, I'm not really concerned about it.
Okay. Not at all concerned. Is that?
No, no, no.
Okay. Yeah. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned does that make you, sir?
That's a very, 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 very concerned to me. It's been decades that we're using that. So they're very concerned about that.
Understood, sir. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned does that make you, sir?
I'm very concerned about it.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How concerned does that make you?
I'm very concerned about it.
Thank you. And then we're through with that section, sir, and we're almost done. We're about 90%, or a little over about 80%. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither are exactly right. Okay, so which approach comes closer to what you think, sir, is Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they've been in the country. Which approach is the closest to how you see things, sir, or your view?
I think Joe Biden.
Okay. And it's a somewhat or much closer?
I think much.
Somewhat closer. Okay. Understood, sir. Perfect. Next question. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Now you made me think, so I'll probably have to see, you know, what they can offer in this, you know, following month. And see really
what their
options.
Okay, so would you say you're at this point you're kind of undecided?
Undecided, yes.
Okay, sir. And well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. K.? Which one would you lean towards, in other words, at this moment?
I think I was still with Donald Trump.
Okay. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do know a few people, yes.
Okay. And would you say they're friends, coworkers, acquaintances, family members, or yes, would you prefer not to specify?
I'm just friends.
Friends, okay. Yes, I'll say yes, a friend. Okay, perfect. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? You can just tell me yes or no as we go down. Do you use YouTube?
Yes,
okay. How about Univision or Telemundo?
Fox 11,
Okay. Spanish language radio programs?
Some of them.
Okay. OANN? Newsmax?
Yes.
Okay. MSNBC?
No. Okay. MSNBC,
TikTok? Yes, okay. TikTok?
No.
Okay. Instagram?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
Okay. And Facebook?
No.
And WhatsApp? WhatsApp?
No.
Thank you, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you a question just for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage to?
Mexico.
Whichever it is. Mexico. Thank you, sir. And you were born on the United States mainland or in another country?
No, United States.
United States? Thank you, sir. And were either of your parents born outside of the country?
Yes, both.
Okay. Yes, both. No, yes. Yes, another country. Okay, thank you, sir. And what language do you primarily speak at home? Always English? More English than Spanish? Yes. Spanish and English equally? Or more Spanish than English?
No, English.
More English than Spanish?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or anything else?
Republican.
Republican, thank you, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I would say right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, sir. I mean, I see the way you're a fair person and you just like to weigh things out to what's right, and that's great. That's good, sir. So I would say, I mean, it doesn't say anything bad about you by saying it's not a strong Republican. It just says that, you know, you're open to other views, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative, sir?
I think you're liberal.
Liberal, okay, perfect. And what is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
College,
excellent. And last but not least, do you have any religion, or do you practice any type of religion?
Not really.
I get it. So let's say not really, right? You don't know, or you okay. I'll put other not really. No religion or no religion. Is that okay to say?
I think everything religion is a hypocrite. So.
I have my views also, sir, but I'm not allowed to share them. So, but sure. And finally, is your just to make sure I'm speaking with the right person? Is your first name Ivan?
Yes.
Thank you, or Ivan. Sorry, and thank you for your time, sir. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You know what, sir? Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this with me. And, you know, hopefully the people will hear you. I mean, your opinion matters, just like your vote does. And maybe these kind of opinions will help people guide things in a better direction for everybody. So I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for everything. And you have a wonderful night, Mr. Tovar.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, you as well. Bye-bye.